Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I understand our first guest on the program this morning. We're going to have the phone lines open for you. We're taking your phone calls. I think Congressman Ryan Zinke is planning on calling in here in a few minutes. But our first guest, this is great. I think he's in the air, in the airplane right now as we speak. So hopefully he can hear us. Hopefully we'll get a chance to hear from him. United States Senator Mark Wayne Mullen out of the great state of Oklahoma. Senator, I hope you can hear me all right. Sounds like you're in the air as we speak.
Yes, sir. We're on Trump Force One, leaving Phoenix, headed to Michigan, and then we end tonight in Milwaukee. This man's just he's a machine. Trump, I've never seen anybody work like him. The only person working that may be able to keep with Trump would be Tim Sheehy.
Well, that means a lot. I mean, you're a former MMA fighter. I mean, mixed martial arts fighter. You were a college wrestler. You're probably the toughest guy in the United States Senate right now.
Yeah, well, I want to hold that title, but if Tim gets elected, I won't be anymore. So him and I'll have to just become good friends. It's humbling being in the Senate. I don't care where you come from, but I tell you what, a little boy like myself from Westville, Oklahoma, that grew up on a dairy farm, and you know, I'm Cherokee, so we've been living in the same spot since we got removed from Tennessee and came to Oklahoma, and to be campaigning with President Trump and right on his plane is humbling to me, and then to be able to work with great people like Tim Sheehy in Montana and see that they're wanting to commit and make changes to America because of the opportunities it's given them. Yeah, it gives you a lot of hope for this country, because our country's not in great shape right now, right? And so we only got a short period of time to get it on track. I tell you what, we're assembling a group of elected officials in Washington, D.C. that's going there for the right reason, not for self-promotion. And I'm excited about the future of our country because of it.
That's incredible. So you are calling us from Trump Force One. You are in the air with President Trump now as we speak.
Yes, sir.
That's incredible.
I have Bobby Kennedy here beside me, President Trump here beside me, and the senator from Missouri, Eric Schmidt, here, and we're all just trying to run through the tape.
That's absolutely incredible. Well, we got to take a break here in about 50 seconds. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, I hope the cell coverage continues so we can continue to hear more from you here in just a couple of minutes. But, yes, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, when I first heard your name, I'm like, man, this guy has the coolest name in the United States Senate. He's either a NASCAR race driver or man, that's just the coolest name in the United States Senate.
It's one of one, but but instead of being a cool NASCAR driver, I was a guy that got punched in the face for a living for a long time.
Hey, at least those guys had honor. At least those guys followed the rules in mixed martial arts. I mean, these guys in the U.S. Senate, sometimes they pretend to be your friend. They tell you everything you want to hear, and then they'll stab you in the back. I mean, that's what John Tester's been doing to Montana here for how many years? All right, stand by. Back after this.
Corey Swan.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I know we got to talk serious issues because it's the Friday before Election Day, but we've got Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen joining us on the phone from Trump Force One. And I was trying to chat with you during the break there off air, but, man, it sounds like President Trump is sitting right next to you. He's joking around. You got Bobby Kennedy. Sounds like you guys are just having a great old time. Tell me, which campaign is the campaign of joy again?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you hear one talking about joy, and yet they're full of hatred. I'm telling you, it's good to be on this side. We feel where we're at, right? But President Trump sets the tone, and that's what a leader does, sets the tone. And you see a side of President Trump on stage where he's tough. I mean, that's what a leader does. You got to be tough. But, you know, when you see him privately, he's one of the funniest guys. You see that sometimes on stage, right? He comes across real funny. But in private, he's always goofing off. He's working hard. At the same time, he's talking. He knows everything. He knows about my kids, my family. And he just is. And this morning, he came on the plane in a good mood, and we're going to run through the tape. It's quite a minute. Yesterday, traveling with him, I'll just tell you a little bit. I know we're here to talk about Tim Sheehy because Tim Sheehy and President Trump are building a heck of a relationship, and President Trump just loves Sheehy. But yesterday, we did three town hall meetings. We started in Palm Beach. We flew to New Mexico, then to Las Vegas, and then stopped in Phoenix. We got the hotel at a little after midnight last night, and started this morning at 5:30. And during all those town halls, he did 12 tele town halls. I say town halls during those rallies. In between, he did 12 telephone town hall meetings across the country. Never stops working. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Why is this U.S. Senate race here in Montana so important, not just from a this race could decide the majority standpoint, but just from the fact that, you know, I mentioned these politicians, some of them, you were an MMA fighter. They had rules. They'd beat the snot out of each other in a match, and then they'd hug and get back into the training gym right after that. It's kind of the opposite in D.C. They pretend to be your best friend, like John Tester pretends to be this moderate. But then he goes back to Washington, and he's one of the most liberal senators back there.
Yeah, all Tester is a good mouthpiece for Montana when he's in Montana. When he's in D.C., he's a good mouthpiece and a good supporter of Chuck Schumer and the Biden-Harris administration. And I'm not trying to be ugly. It's just true. As we say in Oklahoma, the proof's in the pudding. Look at his vote records. Look where he's been. Not what he says. Look. Biden and Harris all over 90% of the time. It's insane how he can even think about claiming as a moderate. And that's what you find out. You find in the ring, you know, you step up, they introduce you, your heart's going, and anybody that says that they didn't have second thoughts when the cage closed is ridiculous. And you're sitting there and the announcer's announcing you and saying, Fighter, you ready? Fighter, you're ready. And what's going through my head is like, what the heck am I doing? And then you meet after they say fight, and you go and you get punched in the face, and everything gets a tunnel vision, and you go after it. But you're fighting another warrior, and there's some respect there. In politics, you got some really good friends that will stand arm to arm with you, which is, I guarantee you, Tim Sheehy, we're gonna have that kind of relationship. But there's others that's going to hit you in the back as soon as you walk away from them. You got to know the difference between the two. And we need good fighters. And that's what I'm so excited about the future of our country, right? Because you have people like Tim Sheehy, like President Trump, standing up all over the country saying, hey, we're here to fight for our country, not because I need title, not because I need fame, not because I need money. It's because I need this country to be ready to give my kids the same opportunity it gave me.
That's right. Senator, I know you are.
Sorry, we're going through some turbulence right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you got turbulence, and it sounds like quite the party going on in the background on Trump Force One there as well. Senator Mullen, you're an enrolled member of the Cherokee Nation, the first tribal citizen to serve in the U.S. Senate in nearly two decades. What's your message to Indian country? Because Indian country is getting hit. We're all getting hit hard by the inflation and the energy prices, right, the drug cartels, but Indian country is getting hit even harder than the rest of the state.
Yeah, you know, here on the plane, everybody's working. I mean, we're conversations going, stuff happening, papers flying around, approvals going. And one thing that President Trump and I have had a lot of conversations about is really understanding tribal country as a whole. I never knew I was special for being Cherokee until I went to Washington, D.C., because where I'm from, I've always been raised in Indian country, so everybody's Indian or wants to be. And there's a misunderstanding of what self-determination and sovereignty means within the tribes. And President Trump and I yesterday had long conversation about understanding that and understanding the economic challenges that face it. And in the treaty, what does the sovereignty mean, and how does self-determination move the economy forward if we actually use it to all? I'm excited about what's going to happen to Indian country with President Trump. And it's not going to be lip service like we have from politicians for years upon years inside Indian country. You're going to have someone that wants to see change and change happens when you give people freedom, the ability to do what is important to your own backyard. And that's what self-determination sovereignty is all about.
That's right. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, it's great to catch up with you. Would love to meet you in person one of these days. I got to take another quick break here. I don't know if there's any chance possible at all, but if they'd want to pass the phone around a little bit, Ben, it'd be cool to talk to Bobby Kennedy. It'd be cool to talk to the man himself, President Donald J. Trump. I don't know if that's an option at all, but if they'd be willing to throw the phone around, it would certainly be an honor.
I know you have to make that ask, but no, we can't do that. All the interviews have to be more fit when you're on this plane.
That's right. Well, and he's got to focus on those battleground states, but the big battle here in Montana, of course, is the United States Senate, that's for sure. Well, Senator Mullen, an honor to chat with you. Thanks so much for your time. Give our best to Bobby Kennedy and President Trump.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, now we got the phone lines open. If you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. I tried. Yeah, Tim and Savage, he messaged me. He said, hey, good job trying to get Trump. I tried. Or even RFK. Even RFK Jr. would have been great to chat with for a second there as well. But that's all right. It was fun catching up with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen and talking about the importance of the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. But RFK, especially for those of you out in cattle country, those of you, you know, ranchers out there, he's been saying some very interesting things about the, you know, when he's talking about making America healthy again, he's talking about how beef fat is healthy, how beef fat is good for you. And just how there's basically been discrimination against the beef industry for decades now in the federal government. And so that's one of the great things that RFK has been talking about. So it would have been fun to, you know, get his take on that and more. But great to get a phone call from Trump Force One. Now let's go to your phone calls. We've got Mike in Kalispell listening to KJJR. Mike, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning. Yeah.
I was looking at CI 126 and 127, and it seemed to me, I don't know if anybody else has mentioned this before, but it seemed to me that this is a ploy by the Democrats to circumvent the United States Constitution, which in Article 1, Section 4, it says that the legislature of each state is the one to determine the times, places, and manner of elections for senators and representatives. And I guess I'm a bit surprised that these two initiatives even made the ballot, because clearly they are not part of the legislature.
Oh, that's an interesting angle. So even if CI 126 were to get across the finish line, I think there's a very good chance that CI 126 goes down in defeat, despite the millions of dollars from these out-of-state special interest groups that are flooding into Montana to try to advance this, you know, this rank choice initiative, essentially. Yeah, there's a chance it could go down. So that's why these last few votes here in these last few days are so critical, because it's insane what they're trying to do. They're basically trying to do away with primary elections and then create this jungle primary. The other constitutional question I would have, this would be kind of, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation, Mike, because hopefully CI 126 goes down in defeat. But if we do, one of the questions I would have for somebody like a Rob Nadelson, the former University of Montana constitutional law professor, is, okay, so when it comes to CI 126, does it, you know, we have the freedom of association. They're basically completely doing away with political parties almost altogether, because when you take away that Republican primary or that Democrat primary, well, they've just totally taken that out of the process altogether. And so what? Does anybody just get to put an R behind the name? Does anybody just get to put a D behind their name and claim to be the Republican or the Democrat candidate? It's just very shady. And then Lucas Schubert pointed out that millions and millions of dollars are flooding into the state, and it's basically coming from left-wing special interest groups that are trying to mess with our elections.
Well, I would hope that it gets defeated, both of them. I would encourage anybody that hasn't voted yet to go out, vote, and vote no on both of those. And if perchance either one does get passed, I would hope that there would be a legal challenge to it.
I would expect that for sure. Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Great to hear your thoughts. And speaking of CI 126 and 127 and the massive amount of money flooding in from out of state, State Representative Jane Gillette out of Bozeman, I sent out a statement from her on X earlier this morning. She says, quote, "Montanans aren't stupid. They're asking, why would the Texas-based Arnold Foundation spend $17 million trying to buy a new election system?" She says, "We are voting no on CI 126 and CI 127. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Josh in Great Falls. Josh, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. How's it going? This is Josh Butterfly with the Prayer Warriors Tribal Council. I'm actually calling today. I sent you some videos of the 2020 election of the representatives and on your message, on the message app. And so look at those, because those are the people, like with that Rocky Mountain Tribal Council leaders. They're the ones that are behind the attacks. They're the ones behind the voter suppression. They're the ones behind the census fraud. And we've been out here advocating for Sheehy and to retire Tester. And the people, the Native population, is waking up. And Patrick Iwaki with Red Medicine LLC, he censors a lot of stuff from Natives. And these are the people that attacked the people at the Capitol when they go there through the transgenders, and they attack them because they're bringing the truth. You know, the truth is terrifying for these people, and they've been exploiting the Native population for a long time, and we've been following them this whole time. And so check out those videos. It's Mike Cooney and him. He's the one that's behind the census fraud for the gerrymandering purposes.
Is that what's the name of that outfit, that LLC? Because I saw KRTV had a news report about some outfit that was on the reservation buying dinner for people and trying to get them to vote and trying to get them to vote a certain way. And I thought it was like, what's the name of that LLC that you've referenced before?
It's Red Medicine LLC. They used to be the political director for the indigenous vote, and those are the ones with that Adrian Jaw Ward. They're the ones that have been attacking and about this 180 or 128. That's just a bill for transgenders to allow for mass sterilization of our youth, and that's one of the things that we're saying vote no across the board in Native country for those initiatives and, you know, retired testers. So we believe that Tester will be retired this election. Forte will be in, and hopefully Trump will be in, you know, because they're going to be the ones that correct all this.
You know, I've been saying since day one that I think this whole transgender agenda is the sleeper issue of the 2024 campaigns, because you're right. I mean, I remember driving through Fort Belknap, and there was a big sign, "Women are sacred." Well, John Tester voted to allow men into women's sports and men into girls in the girls' locker rooms. Oh, women are sick. And then he allows the drug cartels to flood into this country through the wide open southern border. And then the drug cartels are targeting Native American women. But there's these left wing white guys like George Soros that are funding these dark money groups that are trying to get Native American voters to vote for the very policies that are destroying Indian country right now. Yeah, it's so, Josh, I appreciate what you had to say there. I've heard several of our Native American friends have called in and said that that they believe they are being lied to by all of this, outside money that is flooding into the reservations right now. So sounds like that's exactly what you're hearing as well. Next up on the phone lines, Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke. Congressman Zinke, great to hear from you. And by the way, I was reading Politico Playbook this morning. Happy birthday, it sounds like. Is today your birthday?
It is my birthday. I would like to say I am turning 50, but that would not be the case. My son reminds me, Ronald Reagan was the first president that I served under in uniform.
Wow.
And, when I go and talk to the young veterans and people, I say, well, I have a little experience with Ronald Reagan. And they look at me and they go, I've heard of him. That's good.
Well,
my birthday today.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. And it's a little snow yesterday, and boy, I'm out there like you encouraging people to go vote. And don't drop them off now, but in the mail. You got to either, take them down in person or show up to the precinct. But everyone has to do their duty. And I'm feeling pretty good in the election. And, Montana can sort through the lies. And the lies have become so outrageous. To think that Tim Shee or myself doesn't support public lands. And I've been clear since I was a state senator. I do not believe in transferring or selling public lands, but management, we can do a lot better on managing our forests to make sure we have a healthy environment, we don't have these catastrophic fires, et cetera, et cetera. But I can tell you, that just flat-out lies. And they continue. And because they have no policy, the only thing they can do is personal attacks. Personal attacks on Donald Trump. Somehow he's a Nazi. Personal attacks on Tim Sheehy and his wife, which are magnificent people. We are so lucky. We would be so lucky to be represented by such a guy. And personal attacks against me and you and anyone who's supporting this movement of Make America Great Again. Anyone who's supporting that is now attacked.
It's interesting how up and down the ticket, Kamala Harris, who said she would ban fracking, who's already documented in support of gun control, on and on and on. Now she's claiming to be the opposite. John Tester, he'll say one thing, then he'll do another. He's flip-flopping. He's the flip-flop laptop. And then your opponent, the Democrat in your race, she said that the southern border had nothing to do with the fentanyl crisis in Montana. Now she's flip-flopping on that. And then she came out in support of men and women's sports, and she's pretending to flip-flop on that. It's just flip-flops up and down the ticket.
Well, it's called a lie. If you willingly and knowingly deceive, it's called a lie. So you look at in the Senate race alone, I got the numbers yesterday, $309 million has been spent in the state of Montana on the Senate race. That's about, $309 a person. And I got to tell you, I don't think there's a Montanan out there that wouldn't rather take a check for $250 rather than listen to these lies. Every ball game, every movie, let's get a rebate. This was $250 a piece. I think everyone would be happy.
That's right. That's right. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to Congressman Zinke and more of your calls next.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Relief for low crop prices in a lame duck session of Congress is still an active topic on Capitol Hill as prospects for a farm bill this year dim with the close of the 118th Congress. American Farm Bureau's Joe Gilson has been meeting with farm lawmakers and staffers, pushing for economic help for producers amid what he says is a farm recession.
A new farm bill would have taken care of a lot of these issues, but because we don't have that farm bill, we have different needs across the country that have not been met by Congress.
Storms impacting the Southeast, fires in the West, low prices, and high input costs everywhere. All of these factors occurred this year, all but a farm bill.
We will definitely, when the time comes, push for an extension of the 2018 farm bill for another year. But we're still focused on this year, and we want to see a farm bill get done.
Meantime, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Alexis Taylor says this month's lapse in the 2018 Farm Bill has ended authority for key export programs.
Food for Progress is one of them. Our market development programs, MAP, FMD, TASC, which is targeted to specialty crops, emerging markets program.
Taylor says those programs could recover quickly if and when there's a new farm bill or an extension of the bill. I'm Lane Northland. Have a great day.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we are packing in a lot here on this Freedom Friday. Happy Freedom Friday out there to everybody. We're going to keep the phone lines open from Monday and Tuesday's programs as well. I mentioned Representative Jane Gillette out of Bozeman, and boom, she's on the phone lines along with Jason Sneed, the executive director of the Honest Elections Project. We're going to get to them. Then we'll get back to more of your phone calls as well here. But Congressman Ryan Zinke, that time just flew by here. You're going to be home in Whitefish for election night. What's kind of your final pitch to the voters out there across the Western Congressional District?
Well, I would say if you stand for the flag, then you're going to vote Republican. If you believe that boys are boys and girls are girls, then you'll be part of us. Montana's going through some change. But the change doesn't have to be that our kids are threatened by sex change operations and hormone therapy. And the message is all of us as Montanans, we just got to pay attention. And how we got here is a different story, but when local library boards become controversial, because there's things in local library boards, some, that are not appropriate for children. And how they got there is we didn't pay attention. So now it's time to pay attention in Montana and the country. I haven't seen any problems that are unfixable, but we gotta adhere to the Constitution. I think that's the core document, and all of us gotta participate. And if we do that, we'll be strong. But there's a lot of problems, and each of those can be faced. That's where I think the vision in Montana is. And Montana doesn't, we can smell a lie. And this campaign has had so many lies. Character assassination of two SEALs, of anyone that's supporting Donald Trump, gets hit with somehow we're Nazis. No, you know what? We're American that believe in the strength of America, the strength of Montana, and Montana values matter.
There was a great tweet by my friend Ron Catlett there in the Flathead. He says, I'm so sick of this completely ignorant line of attack on Ryan Zinke. The dude lives in Whitefish. It's literally public information. And also, those of us who live in the Flathead, we see him all the time here home in the Flathead. Yeah, it's just, you almost just have to laugh at some of this these baseless attacks. Congressman Zinke, thanks so much for your call. And again, happy birthday to you. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thanks so much. In Montana, please do your duty and go out there and vote. Take a friend and don't put it in the mail right now. Just bring it in person or be at the precinct during the election day on the 5th.
Hand carry that ballot. All right. Great to hear from you, Congressman Ryan Zinke. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Let's see. We've got, I think they're both on the same phone line. Hopefully the audio will sound good for us here. Representative Jane Gillette, hey, thanks for flagging this information for me yesterday about CI-126 and CI-127. What do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. And yes, I think concerning to all Montanans would be that when you look at the Commissioner on Political Practices report for Montana, it's pretty evident that a lot of money is being spent in Montana trying to push 126 and 127, money from outside of the state. In fact, over $17 million has already been spent in this state trying to basically buy a new election system in Montana.
Yeah, this is crazy. So this Arnold Foundation, you shared this information, they've spent $17 million pushing this type of stuff, millions and millions of dollars flooding in from out of state, trying to get us to totally uproot our current elections process here in Montana.
Correct. Yeah, and it's actually called Arnold Ventures. And when you look, you'll see Article 4, which is the pass-through company for Arnold Ventures, basically. But yeah, it's a lot of money to try and influence our votes and to change the election system. I will say that most every place that has ever implemented jungle primaries, California-style jungle primaries, and ranked choice voting has since tried to retract and go back. I mean, even Democrats like Gavin Newsom has been very critical of ranked choice voting, acknowledging that it makes voting more difficult for people and not easier. I mean, sometimes you can actually get a ballot that has 27 different candidates on it. And I know a lot of people who, if they see 27 candidates, number one, they might not vote. But number two, they won't fill in the bubble next to a candidate that they don't know that much about. And so they'll leave it blank. The problem with that is that if you don't fill out your ballot properly, they will throw your vote and your ballot out. That's called exhausting the ballot. And I think that's the most egregious sin in both of these, or especially the jungle primaries, but in both of these initiatives, is that your vote doesn't count.
Yeah, and I know you've been working closely with Jason Sneed, the executive director of the Honest Elections Project, and I think Jason's on the phone line with us right now. Jason, you've been following the money, as I understand it. Where is all of this money coming from?
Well, we're seeing a massive amount of money spent all over the country to push ranked choice voting, and Montana is getting especially hard hit. We're seeing this very small group of liberal, extremely wealthy mega donors that think that ranked choice voting and California-style jungle primaries are the way to push American politics to the left. And they're targeting red states like Montana and Idaho and purple states like Arizona, trying to lock in this jungle primary ranked choice voting scheme, which is ultimately, as Representative Gillette said, about a group of extremely wealthy liberal billionaires buying a new election system that will cater to their politics and to their agendas. And one of the things that we've seen all over the country is that they don't want people to know where the money is coming from, and they don't want people to know that the money is all coming from the left, because the whole shtick of ranked choice voting is that this is about moderation, right? This is about helping the middle, but it's really about the left, and that's why they create groups like Montanans for Election Reform that are funded by these out-of-state special interests, and in this case, this eye-popping $17 million infusion from a liberal billionaire down in Texas is a very clear attempt, I think, to buy a new election system in Montana that will work for his interests and not necessarily the people of Montana.
Well, the other thing that we've documented is CI 128 is another very radical measure, constitutional initiative, and there's people like Hans-Jörg Wiese that are funding this. Hans Wiese is a far-left wacko. He even funded the American Prairie Reserve, which is trying to kick ranchers off the land here in Montana. He's a major environmental activist donor, but for some reason, foreigners are able to contribute to ballot initiative campaigns. And I know Representative Jane Gillette, that's one thing people are saying is, why are these foreigners, much less out-of-staters, able to come in and have this much influence on our elections?
Yeah, that's a good point, Aaron. I mean, we're so close to the election now, and I know a lot of people do vote by mail, and in case I don't get an opportunity to say it in a moment, I just want you to know that if you think that you have voted incorrectly on these initiatives, you can go to your local election office and you can ask to recast your vote. So it's not too late to change your vote, and you know, if you thought that you voted inaccurately.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I had a friend call me and he said, well, what do you know about this? What do you know about that? And he was asking me about CI 127. And I said, well, that is tied in with CI 126. And here's why they're putting, he's like, oh. And when people ask me, I'll give them my take. I'll say, well, this is my opinion, but go read it for yourself, et cetera. And here's what the other side will say, but this is what I think. So he did just that. He's like, okay, I need to go get another ballot and re-vote on CI 126. And that was his decision. That's what he did. So he went down and he did that. He got a new ballot, and then they cancel out your old one. They've got a barcode for it, et cetera. But the polling is close to where CI 126, we actually could defeat the out-of-state money on this one if people get out and vote.
Absolutely, Aaron. Every vote is going to matter in this one.
That's right. Well, Representative Jane Gillette, thanks for flagging this for us. Thanks for calling in. And Jason Sneed, thank you as well. A very important issue.
Thank you,
Aaron.
All right. Back into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970. Frank in Evergreen, what's on your mind?
All right. Yes, there's a brand new flag company that makes many they're fireproof. It's just a wonderful thing to buy. It's made of Kevlar and Nomex. It's it was an invention by a Special Forces service man that got out of the war in 2017, got tired of seeing all these Antifa protesters, and spent 3 years coming up with a new process of making a play that doesn't tatter and just holds up just fine. And
that's great. What's the brand name of it? What's the fireproof flag?
It's called firebrandflags.com.
Man, I got to check that out. That's really cool. Thanks for telling us about that one, Frank. Boy, the Antifa types, the Kamala Harris backers, you know, the ones that she bailed out of jail during the 2020 riots, they're going to hate that one, aren't they? A flag they can't burn? Frank, you just ruined their day, buddy. But you made ours. Thanks for the call.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by...
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, if you call in right now, we might be able to get to you before we wrap up the show this Friday, November 1st, 406-294-0970. Got a message on the Montana Talks app here. I did a quick check-in. Dennison Bozeman says, I like the caller's point who raised the question that CI-126 and CI-127 might be constitutionally invalid. I hope the right-thinking folks paid attention. That was from Dennis and Bozeman. Dennis, thank you for that. Hopefully, we don't even have to worry about it because people can stop it right now and now through Tuesday. All right, Bailey and Forsyth next up on the phone lines. Bailey, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to tell everybody that Brian Zinke's first class. I met him in Missoula for a couple pre-games for the Grizzlies, saw him at the homecoming parade. He shook my hand and was giving out American flags. It was a great day, and just looking at a little bit of history of this guy. He's really done quite a bit serving his country and a lot of stuff that people really don't know. And anyway, I just think Brian's a first-class guy, and it's kind of funny in that parade. Senator Chester was driving an old John Deere tractor, and I wanted to say that that tractor's kind of like you, John, needs to be retired.
Well, you know why he did that, why Tester had to do that for the parade, is because he didn't want to have any tough questions thrown his way. He didn't want any of the people to come up and question him about his failed policies. So if he could hide in the cab of the equipment, then it gave him a barrier between you and him. I remember he didn't even show up at the St. Patrick's Day parade in Butte, of all places. Bailey, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. We got John Sinrud in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. John, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, Aaron, I just wanted to let people know that the billionaire from Texas used to be one of the executive CEOs for Enron Energy that cost Montana $1.5 billion in lost investments for the retirement system, which then cost Montanans at least $500 to $700 million of hard tax dollars going in to refund the state retirement systems. And our former governor, Mr. Mark Roscoe, was also an attorney for Enron.
Mm.
Those are the individuals that are backing CI-126 and 127.
It's all making sense now, huh, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if you want to be hornswoggled, vote for it. If you want to have free elections and be able to vote for the party and the individual of that party of your choosing without any interference from the other side, then don't vote for CI 126 and 127. And remember this, when you go into a primary, you get to choose from all the ballots that are out there which party you want to vote for. So you already have a choice.
That's right. Yeah, if you want to vote in the Republican primary, you can vote in the Republican primary. If you want to vote in the Democrat primary, you can vote in the Democrat primary. You get the option to vote in these primaries. It's crazy to think what will happen if they basically do away with the primary election system and the chaos that will ensue. But that's exactly what they want. The chaos they've brought at the national level is the chaos they want to bring to Montana because they can't win elections anymore because they refuse to change their radical policies. John Sinrod, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Next up, we've got Pam Holmquist, Commissioner Pam Holmquist out of the Flathead. Pam, great to hear from you.
Hey, thanks, Darren. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you're absolutely correct on these initiatives. They're so bad for our state, and I think we have been targeted. They've been trying to change us to a purple instead of a red state, and that's just not appropriate in my opinion. So definitely vote no on those initiatives. Also wanted to say, you know, be sure and get out and vote, folks. This is really a big election. We got a lot on the line. You can avoid the long lines the night, you know, of election. If you can go down to the election office right now and vote your ballot, and not have to stand in line on election night. So just encourage people to vote no on those initiatives and, vote Republican.
Yeah, if you can't win the game, change the rules. That's what they're trying to do with CI 126. They're trying to change the rules of the game because they feel like they're just going to keep losing the game at this point. And, man, when you hear the shadiness, I mean, Mark Roscoe has just been, you know, cashing in, collecting paychecks from all sorts of shady sources. So, of course, he's endorsing, you know, Biden family, all sorts of craziness. And then he's the shadiness behind this. The Enron, everybody remembers the Enron scandal. And then, of course, you know, our friends in Butte still blame Mark Roscoe for what happened there. So, yeah, if you have questions about it, just reject it. Just reject it. Don't mess with the elections.
Exactly. You just got to look at who's pushing it. That's all you got to look at, and you know it's bad.
How are things looking in Flathead County? I think I just saw 61% of the vote in Flathead has already been returned. About 67% is the statewide total of absentee ballots already returned.
Yeah, election's been really busy down there. People are getting out, and they're doing their duty, and it's great to see that. You know, you never know what can happen election night. We could get a storm. So, just get your ballots in. Get your neighbor in there to vote, and just get her done. So,
well said, Commissioner Pam Holmquist. Great to hear from you. So many great phone calls we got. That's why we're going to keep the phone lines open again, once again, with Monday's Montana Talks and Election Day as well.